There is a beast, rare in the analog world, that has run wild on the internet. The troll. They use profanity, vulgarity, outrageous insults, and all rhetorical means at their disposal to provoke bloggers and their readers. Conventional wisdom says the best thing you can do with the troll is ignore him, since reaction is what he seeks. That is just the strategy long employed by writer Paul Lucas on his blog, UniWatch. For 6 years, he grappled with a troll calling himself Joe Big Johnson, a name bleeped over because it is itself over-the-top filthy. But then one day, Lucas, who has also written for the New York Times, ESPN, the Wall Street Journal, and many others, asked Joe Johnson for an interview, and the troll, to Lucas's surprise, agreed. The results were eye-opening. Paul, welcome to On the Media.
Thanks, Bob. Glad to be here.
First, your blog is UniWatch. It's a blog not about politics, not about society, but about sports uniforms.
Yeah, it's a very niche-specific blog about athletics aesthetics, as I like to call it, about uniform and logo design in the sports world.
And not necessarily the place that you would associate with like a hardened troll. When did he start appearing?
The UniWatch blog debuted in May of 2006, and almost immediately Joe Johnson made his presence felt. He was extremely profane. He was sort of an equal opportunity misanthrope, insulting me, insulting other readers. This went on for a while until I learned how to block his posts by flagging his IP address. But he continued to post knowing that his posts would go into a moderation queue where only I would see them. My readers would no longer see them. And so at that point, it became a more private dialogue between him and me.
He was Ahab, you were the whale.
I don't know if I'd put it quite that way, but it was definitely an unusual relationship. While I initially found him upsetting, I came to sort of appreciate his persistence and his devotion, if you will. And over the years, and this did stretch on for years, came to view what he was doing as a sort of online performance art, which I kind of liked. And at some point, I decided it was time to interview him because after years of seeing his Wizard of Oz, so to speak, I wanted to see the man behind the curtain.
All right. Can you give me an idea of some of the things the Wizard wrote?
Basically, it was a fairly endless stream of misogynistic commentary coupled with basically the opposite of whatever my opinion was on anything related to my website. For example, I have issues with Nike and their marketing practices in the uniform world, and Joe would sort of sing the praises of Nike and say Phil Knight for president.
Founder of Nike.
Yeah. He would use email addresses like shootingfirehose@gmail.com. But it would often circle back to my girlfriend, who eventually became my ex-girlfriend, but Joe either didn't know or didn't care about that, kept referring to her by name, and to other friends of mine. Basically, anything close to me, he would reference in a sort of violent and nasty way.
Now, Joe Johnson wasn't his real name. The pseudonym, is that of a personality and a character very much like the real author, or is he a different persona altogether?
I was actually hoping that Joe Johnson was going to turn out to be like a middle-aged woman or a teenage kid or something like that, because then the notion of it being a performance art project would be even better, because the pose would be even more of a radical pose and the project would be more audacious. But he was just a guy. He said he was about 30 years old and a financial advisor living in the St. Louis area. He says that his wife has no idea that he's done this sort of trolling and that she would be mortified if she did know.
He claimed to you not to actually harbor any of these horrible sentiments about race and sex.
Yeah, he said that's not him. And he actually said he loves UniWatch. He loves what I do. And that really this whole enterprise that he had created had nothing to do with me. And it was just about his need to, I guess, indulge this sophomoric sense of humor, as he put it. And he turned out really to be, just like in The Wizard of Oz, a rather meek little man behind the curtain.
As our producer Chris Neary says, paraphrasing Hannah Arendt, the banality of trolls.
Yeah. Joe and I had kind of settled into these roles, like the roles in the old Warner Brothers cartoon where there's the sheepdog and the coyote and they sort of punch into work at the time clock. The coyote tries to steal the sheepdog foils him, and then they punch out and they say, goodnight, Ralph, goodnight, Sam. And that's how Joe and I had shaped up. His role was to kind of mess with my website and mess with my head. And my role was to protect my website from him.
Has he continued to haunt the site?
Toward the end of the interview, I actually said to him, what happens to us now? Is this the end of Joe Johnson? And he said, yeah, I think it is. And I think that felt about right. It felt like the relationship we had had kind of run its course. His heart hadn't been in it quite as much in recent months. The vitriol of his posts wasn't quite at the same level as it had once been. He did promise to send me a photograph of himself for me to post along with the interview. I said it could be anything. You know, he could have a bag over his head. It could just be his extended middle finger in a sort of troll salute. And he never did send that, despite my repeated reminders. And I haven't heard again from him since then.
I said before that he was Ahab and you were the whale. Do you think I might have had that in reverse?
Yeah, actually, I do think that was in reverse because I really wanted to track him down. And frankly, I was very surprised when I put out a signal flare saying, Joe Johnson, I want to talk to you, and he agreed. And when I asked him why, you know, I expressed that surprise to him, and I said, why did you agree? And he said, well, I kind of thought I owed it to you after all these years. And that was kind of sweet, actually.
When I see the work of trolls online, sometimes I get angry, sometimes I get irritated. Mostly I just think, oh, that's just so pathetic. What a loser. You think Joe Johnson is a loser?
I think that's the wrong question. I think the notion that life is divided up into winners and losers is a false choice. I think I am lucky enough to get to express myself and say what I think for a living literally every day. Not everybody is that fortunate. And in the internet age, there are other platforms available to people, and they may not get paid for it, but they're going to avail themselves of it. Joe used my website and the commenting functionality of my website as a way to express himself. I wouldn't say it was the most productive form of expression, but I'm not going to brand him a loser just because he was profane. And in fact, I have other trolls on my site who aren't nearly as clever as he is. So I would say they are the losers relative to him.
Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
Paul Lucas authors the blog UniWatch.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.